Here's one of those public statements that officials may not like to be reminded of now. At the time of the fall of Baghdad 5 years ago, the Bush administration was promising that Iraqi oil profits would pay for reconstruction of the country. 5 years and billions of American taxpayer dollars later, the United States is still funding projects that are by rights within the purview of the Iraqi government. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro went to one local council in Baghdad to find out what money is available for public works and who supplies it.
The head of the Karada District Council, Mohammed Al-Rubai, shows off a gift, a Texas branding iron that he was recently given by a departing American colonel.
This is very, very cultural in Texas.
Oh, it's a brand.
Brand.
He says proudly it was a sign of the deep respect the American had for him because the branding iron is used on the most important things, he says, a Texas rancher owns, horses and cattle. Behind him is a wall filled with the certificates and plaques that rotating army units have bestowed on Rubai. Since 2003, he's worked with a steady succession of them. He says it's crucial to have a good relationship with the U.S. military for one simple reason.
Until the Iraqi government opens up its pockets, we need them. In terms of money, we still need the American forces because the Iraqis do not give us funds.
District councils like this one in Karada were set up after the invasion of Iraq by the U.S. occupation authority. The idea was to have local community involvement in the reconstruction process. While the councils would have no legal standing and therefore no budget, they would seek funds from the U.S. government, charities, and eventually the Iraqi government. Today, the councils have yet to be legitimized. They still function the same way, and council leaders like Rubai have to beg or borrow whatever they can.
We've only gotten $5,500 from the Iraqi government in the last 2 years. We have promises only. Yesterday, we had a meeting with the provincial council, which promised to give us $250. That is not even enough for the office stationery.
To make up that shortfall, his first port of call is the Americans. Every Monday, the local U.S. military commander and civilian advisors come to the Karada Council for meetings. Karada is a mostly Shiite middle-class neighborhood that is also home to many important Iraqi politicians, including Abdulaziz Hakim, the leader of a major Shiite party. Its main road is a bustling commercial center with electronic goods piled high in front of family-run stores. While the Karada Council may not have enough money, it does have lavish digs. It is housed in the former palace of one of Saddam Hussein's daughters. Catherine Herhusky has been coming here for the past year as a member of the provincial reconstruction team attached to the American unit responsible for Karada. She helps Rubai deal with finance issues.
With the coalition forces here, he's been able to take projects to military to get support for sewer and electric, even schools, which has put millions of dollars into the local areas. We've tried to do it with them taking the credit.
But it's still been your money.
It's still been our money. It's not been government of Iraq money.
According to the U.S., Iraq's government has $48 billion in oil revenue sitting in its bank accounts outside of Iraq. Very little of that money is being spent. The reasons are many. There's no electronic banking system to get that money where it needs to go. The accounting system in Iraq is stymied by bureaucracy. There is corruption. But critically, the Americans say, the Iraqis don't feel that they need to spend their own money when U.S. pocketbooks are perceived to be wide open. One American advisor recalls how the governor of a southern province demanded that the Americans provide furniture for a new prison that the U.S. had already paid $80 million to build. Herhusky says that the Iraqis have come to expect American help as a matter of course.
We can only hope that they're less dependent on us. It's up to us to back off and do that. And it's very hard. You know, they count on us. Well, we like to be needed, you know, so that's what we're here to make a difference. So it's a fine line. It's a fine line.
And the need is still great. In one of the meeting rooms of the Karada Council, the department heads for water, electricity, public works, and sewage are gathering. Everyone seems angry. The head of the local water authority is upset because the provincial water authority has told him that he must repair a burst water pipe in the neighborhood. He says he told them that it wasn't his responsibility. The back and forth, he says, lasted for days. Another councilman asks the group, who approves the contracts we make, the Iraqis or the Americans? A man snaps, the American side, obviously. A USAID field worker and two U.S. military officers sit quietly taking notes. One of them is Lieutenant Colonel Rick Burns, a civil affairs officer attached to the 10th Mountain Division. He was here last time in 2003, just after the invasion. He says back then they had seemingly limitless funds. A lot of that money was mismanaged or squandered. He says now the message he's sending the Iraqis has changed.
We're in to kind of a tough love situation now where we don't have the money that we had before. We're not spending the money that we used to spend.
Karada Council Chairman Mohammed Al-Rubai, though, hasn't seemed to notice. At the end of the day, he sits down with Colonel Burns and lays out his latest project.
We have in Karada, special in Karada, a lot of arts, of galleries, shops, small shops. This is, he have idea to make in the all the gardens in Karada and Zafarania, like model, okay. Some model, statues, to speak about the peace.
He wants to pay local artists to make statues with peace as a theme. This in a district that has trouble fixing water pipes. Colonel Burns says he can possibly find the money from an aid agency.
Yeah. What do you think?
Mumtaz.
Afterwards, he says he doesn't want to discourage Rubai from dreaming big, but
the government of Iraq is going to have to start taking responsibility, fiduciary responsibility, for taking care of their own people. As long as we're spending lots of money, obviously there's no impetus for the Iraqi government spending more money, and so there justifiably needs to be a backing off, I think, of American dollars going into these things.
Easier said than done. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.